When the darkness feels like a tomb, God meets you there. What happens when depression wraps around your soul so tightly that you feel buried alive? Many of us find ourselves asking hard questions in the shadowy corners of life. In what seems to be your own personal Sheol, how do you keep going when you lose your best friend and get pounded by enemies who turn against you? Today, we're diving into this raw, gothic Christian truth. No matter how deep we go, God's presence reaches even there. This is what we're talking about, not polished sermons, just honest talk about the dark seasons and the God who walks through them with us. Think of an old cathedral at midnight, candles flickering against ancient stone walls covered in ivy and dust. Scripture whispers that God is near even in that shadowy realm of the dead called Sheol, a place of silence and separation. If we make our bed in the depths, He's with us. That's what Psalm 139 says. His love knows no bounds. It's like being lowered into a tomb when depression hits hard. The world keeps moving, but you're stuck below, surrounded by earth that muffles every sound. Grief over a best friend gone, whether through death or betrayal, cuts deep. Then there's the pain from enemies, those who used to smile but now sharpen their words. You may lay awake replaying conversations, wondering why things got so bad. Those moments, casual prayers turn into desperate cries. God, where are you in this graveyard? It's good to know that Jesus was there. Even when we feel 6 feet under, we have hope because He rose. He faced betrayal from a close friend and enemies who plotted His end. This isn't about quick fixes or pretending the pain isn't real. It's about holding on to the truth that light penetrates the darkest places. The Gothic tradition captures both the terror of darkness and the glory of redemption through stained glass and soaring arches. Our faith does the same. You don't have to climb out alone. He reaches down to help you. Depression might try to seal you in, but God's presence is like a crack in the tomb, letting in dawn. The Bible is full of people who knew this buried alive feeling. David talks about his bones wasting away while enemies pursued him. He felt forgotten, yet he kept going back to God who could hear him from the pit. This is encouraging for us today. You can count on God to listen even when your best friend isn't there and enemies are louder than ever. Imagine how life piles on. One day, you're laughing and deep talking with your best friend. Next, silence. Then enemies twist the knife with gossip or abandonment. Depression makes it hard to get out of bed. But here's the thing, God's not scared of your low place. He's not waiting for you to fix yourself before He shows up. He walks right into the mess with you. From cross, Jesus cried out, feeling abandoned. That moment was the ultimate Sheol experience. God the Son went to the depths to make sure when we go there, we're never alone. It's no longer the end. It's just a waiting room for the resurrection. I'd suggest lighting a candle and just breathing today. Tell God exactly how the grief feels. Tell Him how much you miss your best friend. Tell Him how the enemies have hurt you. He can handle it all. No need to dress it up. Casual and real is what He wants. Hope isn't fragile. It's the same power that rolled away the stone from Jesus' tomb. That power is working in your life too, even if you can't see it yet. Gothic beauty in our faith comes from facing both skulls and crosses. It admits the darkness is thick, but it says the light is stronger. Don't give up, friend. One small step at a time. God is with you in the burial clothes. He's working to bring you back into the light.